Hi there, you're listening to me on Unique Fish 79 audio boo thingy. I'm otherwise known as Abby, that's an aka to you. Yeah, I should really think of an introduction for this thing. Maybe I should do like a little funky tune for you. Hello, you listen to me, on the internet screen. Oh yeah. How's that sound? Leave a comment or say something about it. It's going to be a thing. As you all know, happy new year to you all. It's 2011, and with that comes fresh starts, new lives, new ways, big decisions, little decisions. Some people for new education, university and colleges. Other people, it's a job that you've been in for maybe a year or so, or maybe 10 years down the line, and you're still going at it. But everybody, to an extent, I think, always has one thing in common at this time. They always think about doing a New Year's resolution. Now, some people don't take this seriously. Some people just go, yeah, my resolution is going to be, I'm going to eat less cake. My resolution, do not hold too many 1p coins in my wallet. It takes up too much space. And other people say, oh, I'm going to keep my room tidy. Oh, I am a guilty person for having that one. Once. Maybe twice. Three times? Who knows? Too many years have gone by and I'm still young. Anyway. So yeah, I thought I would just share with you my New Year's resolutions, because I've only got a couple and I thought you might be interested. So here it goes. One of my first. I do that a lot, and I'm trying not to pause the recorder, and yeah, so, you know, no edits, bleh. Waffling. My first New Year's resolution is to jump out of trees, real and metaphorical trees, more often. What I mean by this, clearly, if anyone follows me on YouTube, I spoke near the end of this year about jumping out of trees, because I went to Go Ape. And it was absolutely terrifying because I hate heights. But the fact that I want to get rid of my fear of heights is an ongoing progression. But there's also other things that I'm not comfortable with. Like, I'm not comfortable with inviting people over to my house. Friends, relatives. I don't like it. So I thought that instead of carrying away, I'd just mentally go, you know what? Let's see what happens. Let's give it a shot. Let people over. What's the worst? Not thinking of Dr. Pepper ads as I say that. And hopefully it'll do me good. I mean, it did me good at the end of 2010 because I met some very awesome people. I went to London and saw the RH Experience live, which was hilarious. I saw lots of YouTubers. I didn't actually speak to them, but I saw them. And to me, that was a really big uptake for my confidence. I met Miles Dyer, and that was inspiring. I guess somebody asked me if he was inspiring to me, and I said no, but I guess. He's very awesome. Thanks to him, I walked onto a pond and fell in. But hey. And my other New Year's resolution, I mean, it's kind of an obvious one. I hope everyone believes this is an obvious one, is be true to yourself. I say be true to yourself. I obsess over the idea of everyone being their own person. I don't like people who go around dressing like someone else or having the same handbag or same sort of fashion label as somebody else because they can. Just so that they can be in the in crowd. It's not my thing. I don't approve of it. And I feel sorry for anyone who feels like they have to be somebody else to join in a club. Because for me, I've got my own club and people are welcome to it, but as long as they don't pretend they are me. Yay. And that's kind of all my resolutions, really. So, thank you for listening. I hope you enjoyed it. And Happy New Year to you all. Good luck with it. And all that stuff. Bye.